Good. Shoulder looks fine. You know, made a couple throws, so we're happy about that.
Do you like seeing him there, the second string quarterback, or anything?
I like seeing him healthy. You don't want to see none of your teammates hurt and going through a tough time. He worked hard to get back on the field, and he's back. And you know, I'm sure he can tell you a lot of rest, but look good in my eyes.
You're pretty vocal on social media with some of the fans.
Having fun. I'm having fun. No, I'm just having fun, you know. What's the best way to say this? Because I know everybody's watching me. I have no problem with our fans. I love every bit one of them. But when you think you know and you don't know, you know, us, we have the right to put you in your place. You know, we have that right. A lot of them don't think we're going to respond at all. You know, a lot of them just won't respond. I mean, you know, he saw the guy get on me yesterday and then I respond. He's just happy I'm responding. Now he got nice. It was just funny. But, I just have been having fun with him. And, you know, they continue to tell me I don't care about football and I don't care about winning, which, okay, that's cool. You know, I come to work every day. I work hard every day. I push myself every day. And, you know, I will hope you're doing the same thing with your job. That's how I look at it.
Do you ever have to restrain yourself and make sure?
There's some things. There's a lot in there that I don't go after. So, believe me. Yeah. But, you know, whenever this offseason hits, hopefully it hits in February, you know, that's a good thing. The good thing is, one win turns us around. We go in this 7-game win streak that, you know, we want to do, that we know we can do. We know we can do. We know we got the roster to do it. You know, what do everybody say then? You know, it's a good setup, good story. So it'd be funny, you know, to see how this plays out. And then at the end when I'm going, bro, y'all was just on me like 4 months, like 2 months ago. So it'd be fun. I don't know if it's harder. It changes the game plan, and now we got to be a lot execution in the air. You know, when you're down 13 and 20, 24, 27, when you start, you know, when leads start getting up, we get out of the run game. I mean, it's just natural. That's just natural football. But you know, when we're in games and we can be efficient in both ways and not be so one dimensional. It definitely, you know, that's every team in the National Football League better chance to win.
Early in the second half, you guys actually kind of came out running, though, on that first drive, even though you were down 18. How much do you think it can help that even if you're down, you stay true to that game plan and stay true to having some balance?
What you do is you just keep playing. I mean, you, at that time, we told ourselves we score, you know, I think it was, what, 27-9 at the half, right? Yeah. So we score 16-27, defense get a stop, we score again. It's 23-27 somewhere in the third quarter going into the fourth, you know, and that's how we looked at it. You know, we only control what we control on our side of the ball. And even when they were up 34-16, we said, hey, man, we score and go for two, you know, 10 minutes left in the game, you're thinking we're down 10. And that's how we just look at it, you know. And our goal every week is to put the ball in the box every possession. And, you know, we got to finish drives. We know that. We came out firing that way, just finished with field goals, which points is not bad. It's just certain teams you play, you just can't have three. You got to get, if they're getting seven, you got to match it with seven.
I know you've said you've got to make the most out of every carry you get, but when you're done, you're averaging well over 5 yards a carry, and you see that you only get 10. Is there any kind of frustration that you're not able to?
Got
to
average 10 yards a carry. Got to average 15 yards a carry. I mean, just that's the type of player I am. You know, who knows how the game is going to go. You know, when it goes that way and it's feeling like it's going to go that way, you tell yourself, hey, you only go get so many carries after that. Like, I regret that 21-yard run that I didn't break the last couple tackles to spring it to get in the end zone. I regret that because that can be a game changer. And, you know, that's just the type of pressure I put on myself as a player. And, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm averaging 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 yards a carry. If we're losing, obviously it's not enough. So when I get my carries, make sure that average is finding a way to jump up more.
When you was saying that there's times when you have too many answers on those and things are a little too complicated, where do you see that on offense?
Say that again? I didn't hear you.
Vance was saying there's too many answers at times to what other teams are doing and that maybe a simplified game plan is better.
I think just trust us and our basic stuff. I think that's what he meant by that. You know, Coach McCoy said that to us also, you know, that he felt like he put us in some bad positions. You know, as coaches, they coach, as players, we play. Whether that's You know, if he felt like that was a bad call when we watch it on tape, it's up to us to do the next best thing with the football and not make the bad call worse if he's feeling that way.
When you're in running back rotation like you've been the past few weeks, are you more fresh each carry you get, or does that not matter if you get 10 carries?
It don't matter. I think the rotation is one is what we do, but also I think it's just how the game is going. We all got different skill sets. So when things are not the way we thought it was coming in, then, you know, you'll see other skill set backs that do things that I can't do as well as them. So that's why they get the playing time.
You had confidence in 13. You had confidence in 17. If 12 needs to play, what's your confidence
still,
level?
Still like? Confidence level high on Paxton, just as it is with all of them. I mean, you know, if the time comes around and Paxton has to play, it still takes the other 10 around you to make sure his job is that easy. And I think we've been doing that with Brock, you know, and it's up to us as a team to come together and play a full team, complete game. And that's just something we're preaching and we're trying to get, you know, one game is us, the next game is this guy's, the next game is this face. Nah, we need to do it all together.
Do you look forward to facing a guy like Vontaze Burfict?
Yeah, I like Tez. Tez my dude. I like Tez. You know, he'll talk a little smack to me. Then he'll say, you know, tell your mom hi and stuff. So he's a little bipolar, but I like him though.
Did you guys overlap in the Pac-12?
Yeah, I got to play him. I got to play him twice when he was at Arizona State. Braced him both times. So I don't think Tez. Yeah, I think Tez beat me once. One time. So let's keep that streak going. Let's keep that going. I think I got a good streak against Tez.
TD will be back this weekend. Do you still take those opportunities to pick his brain?
Always. You know, especially as a Hall of Famer, you just ask him. You know, certain questions, and he'll say some things that he see from the side, and, you know, he'll let me know what to do with my carries and make sure my carries is the most effective. So it'd be good to talk to him this weekend.
All right. Thanks, CJ.